Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we are going to have something just a little bit different. Normally, in the past, as most of you know that listen to the show regularly, we have an artist on who has music, whether they play the violin or the cello or they're a pianist or they're talented people. Well, tonight, we're going in a different direction. No, I don't mean it that way. No, we have someone that's known not necessarily for music, although music's part of the show that they do. But we have with us tonight Charlie Hall and Doreen Collins. And as the audience goes wild here in the studio, they can't believe that the two of them are here together. But
well,
they are.
Well, I did go to classical high school.
Oh, so that works
there
for
is
classical
a tie-in,
music.
Right.
There's a tie-in there. So Charlie Hall has a little interesting history here on Conducting Conversations. I had to remind him of it because he's a little older now. But he was one of the very first guests almost 20 years ago on Conducting Conversation, and he's finally back. It took me a long time to convince him to come back, but he did. Actually, Doreen did the convincing, I think. Yeah. But we're going to find out a little bit about each of them, where they've been, what they're up to, and this is going to be an interesting time because normally when I get bored with a guest, I just play music, but we don't have any to play. So it's
by the way,
be...
I would have come back sooner, but the restraining order was for 20 years.
So well, okay.
Now that's up, and I can come say hi to you.
There you go. So that works well. For those of you that don't know the name Charlie Hall, he is an icon in Rhode Island comedy history. He knows just about everybody, has worked with just about everybody. And what he got done was he got very smart later on in life. And he hooked up with Doreen, and which is
we have three kids
career.
And two cats. And no, not that type of hookup.
But. No, not that kind of hookup. They actually, Doreen is happily married to someone else.
Yes. To my lovely Frankie Vanacore.
There you
but
go.
Funny story: Charlie, Frank, and I were out to breakfast one morning, and Frank says to Charlie, "Charlie, have you ever thought about getting married?" And Charlie said, "Yeah, but what would we do with Doreen?"
Right.
Somebody has to clean.
I know. It has to be one of you that cleans. So Charlie, as I mentioned, has played just about every place possible in New England and around the world. And we'll catch up with all that stuff. But let's start off with Doreen, a name that might not be quite as well known as Charlie Hall, because like I say, he is, you know, there's people that have pictures in their bathrooms of Charlie. I mean, he's everywhere. But Doreen, how did you get started in all this? You were on the Conducting Conversation show about 4 years ago with Poppy, right?
Poppy Champlin,
when
yes.
When you were appearing at Theater by the Sea.
Yes, yes.
And what's happened since then?
Nothing.
Okay, no, thanks for listening.
I'm new to Rhode Island. I just moved here at the turn of the century. So I'm from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Boston, and I got here the long way. But I've been in the show business since 5 years old. I've been in
so almost 15 years now.
Yes, about that. Yeah. Yes, thank you. But yeah, I am a SAG-AFTRA performer. I've done off Broadway, so I'm here slumming. Actually, I mean, Charlie
where
was the final frontier.
Where did you actually grow up?
I grew up in South Jersey.
I was expecting you to say I never grew up.
All right, no,
so
I'm
South
still
Jersey.
Growing. Yes.
She ain't no Peter Pan. Tinkerbell. Who never grew up?
Whatever. Peter Pan. That would be you.
Yeah. But so South Jersey.
Yes.
And so how did you end up in Rhode Island?
Restraining order, witness protection program. The list goes on and on. No, my ex-husband grew up here.
Aha. There's an ex-husband involved.
There's many.
I can top that.
I have three. How many do you have?
My wife has three ex-husbands.
Well, you know, it takes a while to get it right.
I'm number four.
Mike. Well, fourth time's a charm, you know? But, yeah, so we crossed the border from Boston because I was living in Boston at the time, and that's where my kids were born. And the year 2000. And that's
2000.
It was. And that's where I met Charlie Hall, who has lasted more than any of my husbands.
That's interesting. Well,
people actually think we're married.
I think it's like
a relationship, right?
It is. I mean, you know, we're like an old married couple.
Right.
We fight like an old married couple. We
compromise
like an old married. We have sex like an old married couple.
We don't have sex.
Like an old married couple, right.
Well, the reason that that I asked you on the show tonight is because there's going to be one of your performances is going to be right down the street at the Courthouse Center for the Arts.
We're there regularly, yeah. You
know, they're regularly. March 3rd is the next one coming up. And the show is called Aging Disgracefully.
Yes.
And,
yes, it is.
So, Charlie, let's turn to you. And
Well, just to finish this story, I was doing the Ocean State Follies.
Okay.
And I had many casts over the years. Right. And I was looking for a new gal. And Doreen came in and auditioned for me. I snapped her right up. I said, yes, I'm going to put you right. Isn't that?
Yeah, no. No, that's not quite how it happened. I walked in and I sang.
I thought.
And he sat there like this. Now, it's a radio what? He just sat there staring at me and said, this is how it went. And he said, what else you got? So I sang something else.
What was the first song?
I don't remember. I do remember the one that he finally, I don't remember, but because I had just moved here. So I'm digging sheet music out of boxes.
Trying to impress this guy who you thought it was important.
Well, the Charlie Hall. I'm like, who's Charlie Hall? Charlie what? Charlie who?
Come on. It wasn't really a the then.
It sounds like something from a campus in the South.
Well, so finally, after Tuesday, I finally said, well, what do you want to hear? And he said, do you know Dance 10, Looks 3, Tits and Ass? And I said, do I know that song?
It's my chorus line stage.
Yes. So
you
can't
say that on the radio. Okay.
Oh. Boobs and hineys. So I sang that, and he finally said, thank you. I hear nothing. He cast someone else. Oh. He did not snap me up. He let me go until that person said she found a better job. Then I get the call. Doreen, it's Charlie Hall. How'd you like to be a folly?
Her better job was at KFC, by the way, working the line.
I was his second choice.
Well,
but
it was meant to be.
23 years later, we're still together.
It was actually 23 years ago?
23 years.
So you were actually together the last time you were on my show, and you didn't bring her with you.
Embarrassed.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
So just to segue into what you want to segue to, you know, Ocean State Follies, lots of song parodies. Doreen also does song parodies. And we ended up, we'll talk about it afterwards, but we ended up putting together a show called Aging Disgracefully because we're both getting old and the comedy business. And this little medley, is that what we're going to maybe do now?
We can do that.
I thought that's maybe what you, it was the opening song. Is that what it was?
We can go to an opening song called Together.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we should do that.
That's kind of apropos, as they say. I've learned that word.
Very
I wanted to
apropos.
Use it. I wanted to get it into the show.
And let's see if I
can. But hold on. We'll listen to Together.
And welcome to Aging Disgracefully, starring Doreen Collins and Charlie Hall. Recently named Rhode Island's Best New Comedy Show by Doreen Collins and Charlie Hall. At this time, please note where the exits are in case of an emergency, while keeping in mind that leaving early because you think the show sucks does not constitute an emergency. Also, so as not to disturb others around you, please turn off all cell phones, heart monitors, and pacemakers. And now, without further ado, please put your arthritic hands together for Doreen Collins and Charlie Hall.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together.
We've taken the stage
to confront how we age.
In jokes and songs we write together. You'll find our show fun and engaging.
It's Disgracefully Focused on Aging.
We're best friends performing together. She's great. I'm better.
Oh, please. Without me, he's lost.
Oh, get off your high horse. It's clear who's the star of the show. Without her, there's more lines to say.
Without him, I'd get twice the pace.
Still never will sever the show.
Oh, I love you. You're my favorite gal. Oh,
I love you like a root canal.
Together, wherever we go.
Hey!
So there you have a first, an actual live singing duet on Conducting Conversations with some phone music in the background. So just to give you all the secrets of what goes on in radio.
You never have Brahms and Mozart in here live?
They have never appeared on Conducting Conversations.
Wow, whatever.
No. But we have had Hall and Collins. That sounds like an attorney firm.
It does.
Yeah.
How can we not want to perform for classical music station? We could have done WPOL, all polka, all the time. But how do you not want to do some comedy in a room, in a studio, where a door is labeled the Bach door?
Oh, he's giving away secrets of our
Bach
studio.
What door. We're
And if you notice, Charlie, go a little bit further down on that door, it'll say, please use the...
I can't see it.
Handle. We were going to have a picture out back of a guy chopping wood.
No, WPOL sounds pretty good right about now, the poker channel.
Well, anyway, that was
comedy.
That was actually Doreen and Charlie singing live here in the studio with Doreen's cell phone playing the music in the background. So, and the introduction was a recording from who did the introduction for you there?
Matt Allen over at some other
four-letter
radio station.
Some other place. Matt Allen. Right. Well, we want to give him credit because he was the best part.
Mad if it weren't true.
No, that was not true.
But Doreen and I had been doing comedy, and I was trying to come back into stand-up, and I wasn't getting booked. I was older. I felt a little bit irrelevant.
So after a show, I didn't feel older or irrelevant, but I felt badly for you, Charlie. Charlie was trying out new stuff, and his new stuff was about being old. So we were sitting around the kitchen table, and I said, you know, your best stuff is about getting older, Charlie. And Frank said, yeah, you should put that stuff together into a one-man show.
And I thought, let me invite Doreen and make my one-man show two people.
And get half the pay. Well, I mean, you only give her 10%, right?
We are 50-50 all the way through. Okay. And she came up with the name, this clever name, Aging Disgracefully, like the next within 24 hours. And
yes,
that's a big selling point of the show.
That's
Aging
what gets him in the door.
Yeah.
Right. Now, this has been in production for about how long?
We've been doing it 5 years, right? This is our fifth year.
Yeah. I mean, there was that bad COVID year where we just
didn't do anything.
Everything stopped.
Yeah.
We had to return money,
and it lasted
for what, a year and a half. And
yep,
people actually took money back from you.
No,
we had to return money.
Wow.
Over $20,000.
I mean, I know a lot of artists, including myself, that did nothing during the pandemic, but I don't remember giving any money back.
People bought tickets for our shows in advance.
Oh, I see.
And we
had to give them money. Your own producers.
So, yes.
We can only not answer the phones for so long.
Right.
Well, and our new...
Don't call us.
Yes. Now our tickets are non-refundable. Because, in fact, it was Marianne at the courthouse that said, no, tickets are non-refundable. PPAC doesn't give you your money back. Trinity doesn't give you your money back. You can go to another show. You know, we'll work it out. But not us. In fact, it cost us money.
It did.
Well, anyway, we got through the pandemic, and you're back, and you're both very wealthy, so that doesn't make any difference.
Oh, yeah.
I am the poorest well-known person in Rhode Island, believe me.
We took the bus here. Our band is on the phone.
But we decided to come up with this show, and then we sat around to create this thing. What should we do? Well, let's do this, maybe this together song, because we like that type of music. And then then we started to write some jokes and maybe some little song parodies. That's my expertise. I love doing song parodies. She's a great performer. And it wasn't all smooth at the beginning. We did a couple of shows that didn't go that well. And I think it's because people didn't realize that we were actually senior citizens at the beginning.
Sure.
We're young and healthy and vibrant, aren't we?
Well,
hello.
So anyway,
is this mic on? And I think that people thought that maybe we were making fun of that demo, even though we were part of that demo.
Yeah, it's like Italians telling Italian jokes. You can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we learned a lesson from that.
Well, because we thought initially our audience was going to be retirement centers and,
right,
you know, so we would, you know, wheel in our audience and perform, but we have found that no, we need to be back in the restaurants where we used to be, where people are actually voluntarily coming to see the show.
Well, it's great that, you know, it's a great concept. And it works very, very well. So I would think if you had a young audience, then they might take exception to you making fun of their grandparents.
No.
No.
But sometimes they don't get it.
They don't get
here's
a lot
joke.
Of things.
I'll just say, here's a joke I do that I did a few weeks ago. It got nothing. I get on Medicare, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's very confusing getting on Medicare and all these different parts. And a friend of mine said,
A and B and, oh, yeah.
A, B. And a friend of mine said, why not call that celebrity who does commercials about the Medicare hotline? They meant Joe Namath. I thought they meant call Tom Selleck from the mortgage commercials. I call Tom Selleck, and now I have reverse Medicare. Okay? Oh. Funny joke. It's a clever line. It's one of my favorite lines in my show. It's right to my crowd. I did that line a month earlier for a regular age crowd. Nothing. They had no people just in the front row, 20-year-olds, millennials, just staring at me.
Right.
So there is a difference.
Absolutely a difference in age. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with more of Doreen and Charlie and some other escapades, if you will. And we've got a couple more songs. We'll try doing the same thing. That last one worked great. So look forward to that, and we'll be right back. Doreen Collins and her assistant, Charlie Hall, are the guests on Conducting Conversations tonight.
Actually, can I get you another insurer, Ms. Collins?
Actually, Charlie Hall was the very first person inducted into the Rhode Island Comedy Hall of Fame?
Yeah. The Rhode Island Comedy Hall of Fame.
Yes. It's amazing. I'm not in it. And Charlie is. And Doreen was the first female, correct?
She
is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
And for those of you that aren't familiar with the Rhode Island Hall of Fame, it's just the two of them.
Sad but true.
Yeah, the hall is actually part of Charlie Hall.
Right.
There is a real Comedy Hall of Fame. There's about 10 or 12 members, including Ruth Buzzy. And
it's located at the Comedy Park in Cranston,
part of the Park Theater.
Yes, that's right.
Which is
a great venue in itself. The Park Theater.
Yep.
And there's now a new comedy club at the park, right?
Yep. And we're the first couple of comedy. Then does that make us? We're like Gracie and George.
No, they were actually married. Gracie and George were actually married.
Everybody I'm going to name is actually Dean and, okay, Martin and Lewis.
They weren't married,
okay,
as far as we know.
Hey, lady.
Right.
Hey, old lady.
Right. No, they were, I don't think they were married. But you don't call it the Collins Hall Show, right? I mean, it's
Aging Disgracefully.
Aging Disgracefully.
And we are both. There is a certain yin and yang where we fit in well comedically. We're both good with the crowd. We're both pretty quick off the cuff, and we talk to the crowd. It's very interactive. Makes a great fundraiser. AgingDisgracefully.net for information.
Actually, while you're there, there's a phone number they can call and get a real person because operators are standing by, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Well, but what's the phone number they can call if they want information?
401-288-1188. 288-1188.
And you know, this would be a great opportunity. If you're looking for, there's lots of nonprofits out there looking for ways to raise money.
Right.
And a great way to do it and have a fun time is to hire these two.
Or if maybe they live in a assisted living home, maybe they have a group, a theater.
Not much money there, Charlie. Don't go that direction.
Get off of that.
But we, you know, sure, give us a call at aging at that number or agingdisgracefully.net for those who have a computer. No computer. You could try us on your microwave oven if you'd like.
Right.
And we do travel. Yeah. We go to Connecticut, Massachusetts.
All the way to Connecticut, Massachusetts.
All the way to, we got our passports and visas.
Okay. Well, it's one of those things where people, I'm sure, have questions. So if I was, you know, to ask all the questions the audience might have when they're watching you, after they've seen your show, they go home and they say, what about those two? Do you think this and do you think that? One of them might be, Do they actually have a job?
This is our job.
This is our job.
So that's what I wanted to point out. Yes. This is professional comedy, and this is your job, and it has been for many years. And Charlie's, you can't read, so you've never done anything else, right?
But let me just say, the show, we're talking about how we performed before COVID. We had gotten like 8 or 9 sellouts in a row, having started kind of, you know, we're not quite sure how to proceed. Yeah. We found our stride. We had 8, 9 sellouts, and then COVID closed everything. But then we've come back. Everything is going great. We perform everywhere at different restaurants. Twin Oaks comes to mind that were there monthly in certain restaurants.
You're at Twin Oaks monthly?
Twin Oaks, yeah. Chapel Grill.
We're our first show at the Haversham in Westerly is coming up next week. And we're going to do the Valley Country Club. That's a new one for us. We're at the Lobster Pot.
These are all dinner shows.
Right.
Or luncheon shows. We found out that Sunday afternoons are great for our crowd. They don't want to drive home during...
So if they were to go to the Haversham, for example, all right, and go to the website there, and they can buy tickets to that performance.
They go to our website, Aging Disgracefully.
Oh, go to that website.
Everything's packaged together. You know, maybe it's $50 or $60.
Yeah, the price is determined by the restaurant because the meals change. Like
the Lobster Pot's going to be more expensive than Dunkin' Donuts.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Or, you know, right. And we're doing the Coast Guard House, Twin Oaks, Davenport's in East Providence. Hello. We're doing Whites of Westport. We're doing our St. Patty's Day show.
Yes,
we're having
we are.
Corned beef and cabbage.
And, of course, the Courthouse Center that you mentioned earlier. We're there in a few weeks.
We're there
March 3rd.
We're there every couple of months.
And that is just for the show. There's no dinner
There's
with
no
that,
dinner
of course.
With that one.
Right.
And they have maybe one of our favorite type of crowds. What type is that? The ones that laugh at us. They seem to be great. They just... For whatever reason, that room seems to suit us.
And there's no age or anything. This isn't like X-rated or anything like that.
No, we can be risque, suggestive. Yeah, but we don't.
There's no swearing. This is not Eddie Murphy or Dice Clay. We're both clean comedians and like it's risque.
Okay, so that's a good way to describe it. So we had that song that you did in the first part called Together, and we're going to try it once again. It was something that you did. This is a medley of things.
Charlie is wonderful. He is an expert at writing song parodies.
Song parodies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this is little snippets of songs.
A little snippet.
And then
geared towards our crowd.
Okay. And we're going to try this live again like we did last time. So hold on. Here we go.
Mr. Sandman, I'm in a bad way. I'm up all night and not in the good way. I want to sleep like Rip Van Winkle, but I get up 8 times a night to tinkle.
No more memory. I forget things all the time. Memory, dooby dooby doo.
I hurt my back.
Splish splash had another hot flash. my menopausing cousin tonight.
On the commode again. Why did I ever order Mexican? If Pepto-Bismol will not bring this to an end, I may die here sitting on cold porcelain.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely walker.
There's big button cell phones, electronic grippers, tennis ball sliders, and zipperless zippers.
Socks with compression, plush toilet seat rings.
These are a few of my favorite things.
What game do seniors love to play for hours every day? B-I-N-G-O, 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 and afterwards there's Jell-O.
The old gray hair just ain't what it used to be. I dye it blonde, as you can see. It keeps me looking 33.
Keep going.
43.
Yeah, keep going.
53.
Do I?
Oh, come on.
Don't go breaking your hip.
I can see clearly my glaucoma's gone. Hope they don't take my reefer card away.
You got a reefer card?
I actually have two.
Why do you have two?
One for each eye.
I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love to rock and roll all day long in my rocking chair.
When you're 50, be well prepared to get mail. Daily that will declare you must join us. We have deals to share, they won't take no for an answer.
Sign up today for the
AARP.
When going gray, it's the
AARP.
They have discounts for anything you can buy.
Even caskets for when you die.
So don't delay, it's the
AARP.
Woo! Thank you. For the retirement village people.
We are back with the Doreen Collins Show. I don't know. I didn't think that was particularly funny, but Charlie Hall is also
I am her
here.
Biggest. I'm sorry. I am her only fan.
Biggest and only. Charlie Hall and Doreen Collins are here. We've been having a lot of fun reminiscing about things that they have done in the past. And listened just before the commercial break there to one of their medley routines. Mm-hmm. So you have to get out, get to a show. They're going to be at the Courthouse Center for the Arts on March 3rd. They're going to be at, where'd you say next week?
Haversham
and Westerly.
Westerly, yep.
All right, so all you Westerly folks, get out there. You can enjoy the food and enjoy some great entertainment.
And all info is at agingdisgracefully.net. You can make your food choice.
Yep.
And
pick your show.
Pick your food,
ticket,
pick the show.
The time, the place, everything is right there.
They can't pick whether they want you or her, though. Right?
No, they get both of us.
They get both of you. Okay.
And even though we both do the show, we both have separate careers also. Mm-hmm. Doreen is a housewife, and I go out and do comedy. No.
Actually, you have a pretty high credential that you just were something involving America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
not a credential yet.
I actually signed us up to do this, Doreen and I. I thought it would be kind of novel. I surprised her with this, and then she thought, oh, my God, this is going to wreck us. We're going to end up splitting up over what we're going to do. No, but she said, Charlie, why don't you just do this by yourself? So I have entered. I signed up. I made a couple of videos. I did an online Zoom interview with them a few days ago. And we'll see if they want to go with the senior citizen comedian type guy who is old now but still funny.
Well, it would be. I mean, that's why I wanted you on the show now, because once you get America's Got Talent, you're not coming back.
Well, because the Long Island medium, you know, I can come back through her. And Doreen does her stand-up. You're doing a show, I think, in a...
I am. Yeah. Once a year, I do a show called The Ladies Room. And it is all female comedians. It's sponsored by female-owned businesses, and a portion of each ticket price goes to a female-based charity. And this year, we have the Rhode Island Divas of Drag. they count. We have Carrie Louise is our headliner, Stacey Kendro, and newcomer Karen Leosi are the girls performing. We have great sponsors.
It's okay to say girls?
If you're a girl. Yeah.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I can't say it, but you can say it. Okay.
No. Don't. Right. Well, you know what? I don't offend easily. Trust me. I've been with Charlie Wall 23 years. I do not offend easily. But we have great sponsors. We have Dante's Kitchen and Cassie's Cans. Both are repeat sponsors.
Cassie's Cans.
Portageons. But let me tell you.
Portageanes.
Portageanes. But the girls are Cassie, gorgeous. The girl, gorgeous. I mean, I think these construction sites hire them just to see
just
the girls
see
deliver
them.
Yes. Right. Yes. They're both repeat sponsors. We have Chesca's.
You should explain that was not a comedy routine. That's an actual thing.
That's true. Yeah. It's all true. All right. Most comedy is true. Just, yeah. But we also have Chesca's Gas in East Greenwich. We have Auntie Jen's Pets. She's a pet sitter. We have Dory's Designs. Was that seven? Because I really don't want to miss anybody.
It's a great girls' night out for comedy.
It is.
But guys can go too, right?
They can. It's at the Event Factory, which is a new venue in Warwick. Mm-hmm. And we do. We welcome, in our ladies' room, anybody can come into our ladies' room.
And how do they get information about the ladies' room?
AgingDisgracefully.net. Or you can go to my website, thedoreencollins.com, which will toss you over to AgingDisgracefully.net when you click on the ladies' room.
All right. So if you need information about that, you want to check it out.
TheDoreenCollins.com.
The Doreen.
Yes, because Doreen Collins is an artist.
Not T-H-E-E, just one E.
One E.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, when we first came in here, you talked about that I was on the show 20 years ago, and you played some clips, and I was talking about Buddy Cianci. And I want to tell a small little story and then toss it to Doreen. Buddy Cianci used to always get on me for like poking fun at, you're always making fun of Rhode Islander. Why don't you write a nice song about Rhode Island? Right. So I created this song called Rhode Island's It For Me that is now the official state song of Rhode Island. Did you know this?
I do know that.
Yeah. Yes. I had to go through the House and the representatives and people. Why didn't you mention Brown? Why didn't you mention URI and all these different things? And so I wrote the words for this, the music written by Maria Day. Beautiful, beautiful music. I'm not so crazy about my lyrics.
Oh, she's a Theater by the Sea person.
She is. So, she is.
Know,
but Buddy Cianci has been this thread that's run through my life. And he and Doreen had an interesting tete-a-tete once when we went to the Providence Place Mall. You have to tell this story.
Oh, my God. It was after one of our shows. We walk into Joe's American, I think. Nobody's in there.
Which isn't there anymore. But
right.
Okay, yeah.
Right. They used to be. It's Rhode Island.
Right.
Used to be. So, lone figure sitting at the bar. It's Buddy. So, Charlie, Buddy, we go, we sit next to Buddy. And I'm not paying any attention to them because they're talking about whatever. Until I hear Buddy say.
About him. It was about him.
Always. Until I hear Buddy say, yeah, I'm going to Liza's wedding. Liza Minnelli. Now, Liza Minnelli is one of the people that I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Always, you know, copied her. In fact, I probably sang one of her songs for your audition. Mm. But I said, you're invited to Liza's wedding? He said, yeah. I said, do you get a plus one? He said, yeah. I said, do you have a plus one? He said, why? I said, can I be your plus one?
I think Buddy was in between blondes at that point.
So he says to me, stand up. So I stand up. He goes, turn around. So I do, because it's Liza. And he goes, you married? I said, yeah, but, I mean, my husband would let me go. He knows how much I love Liza. He goes, does he have a gun?
Nobody has some wood from the fireplace.
Yeah, right. Well, he didn't take me.
He didn't take you.
No!
I would have taken you.
And I saw him like a month after the wedding, and I said, buddy, what happened? He goes, you know what? You're too old for me. I went, well, you're too ugly for me, but I'm just going to make a concession.
He was voted the top bachelor in Rhode Island by Rhode Island Monthly Magazine or something.
And
sexy.
He was married at the time.
Oh, boy. We all have. What time?
We all have buddy stories.
We all. What time, the three of us?
I had a friend from Scotland come over, and she wanted to go out to dinner. So she goes to the old canteen and loves the old canteen. She comes back 2 years later. She wants to go out to dinner again. I say, where do you want to go? We got 1,000 restaurants. She says, I want to go to the old canteen. And I say, well, I love it. It's my favorite place. But why there? She says, because everybody that came in said, hey, how you doing? And she just loved that. She couldn't get over from Scotland.
Yeah.
So we go back to the old canteen. It's 3 o'clock on a Sunday. The place is empty. They just finished the lunch crowd. Dinner crowd hasn't come in. We sit right in the front of the old canteen. Sure enough, up the steps comes Buddy. He sees me. He looks at me. He goes, hey, how you doing? We hug. We sit down. She wouldn't believe it. You know, I said, no, that's the way it is here. You
that's
know?
The way it is.
She just wouldn't. She thought I put him up to it. She didn't know who he was.
Oh, that's funny.
She just thought I put this guy up to it.
He would just walk into people's wakes, anyone, and just shake hands. And how are you? How are you? How are you?
Right.
I used to play him in my show, in the Ocean State Follies, all the time.
Yep.
And then I sang City Hall Dropout. the teen angel coming back, because my joke is that he's up there right now. He's doing things up there. He's already gotten Moses from the burning bush together with Noah from the flood, and they have water fire every Saturday night.
What a deal! I mean, you know, it just worked out. Yeah. It just worked out. So you know he's going to be busy up there. Mm. You know, I was doing an auction for a charity one time, and he walked in, and I said, buddy, what did you bring to give for the charity? He said, I didn't bring anything. So I brought him up front. This is at the Rhode Island Country Club, and filled with very well-to-do business people. And I said, all right, what are we going to do? We got to get some money for the charity. He says, well, I'll let someone take me to lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what we sold for $1,000.
Well,
yeah, I'll let somebody take me to lunch.
I wonder what Buddy would talk about while during lunch. I wonder how he could fill that time.
Well, there you go.
Buddy.
Yeah. Now, buddy. Let's get back to aging disgracefully.
Music. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I have an idea. Let's go back to the creative process of this.
Okay.
We're coming up with ideas, and I have always loved Broadway. And I remember this song that Elaine Stritch sang called I'm Still Here. Are you familiar with I'm Still Here?
It's ringing a bell, but I'm not.
And it's about a Broadway star who's been through booze and alcohol, and she's still here. And many of the older divas of Broadway have sung this song.
Okay.
And I like to change the lyrics, but this wasn't really a funny song. It was a bit more of a... It had a message that senior citizens sometimes get to be invisible.
Female senior citizens tend to not like females, and this is the argument we've had. I said women... Once we hit 40,
so anyway, Charlie.
Exactly. We start to become transparent.
I think when the host is funnier than
me. We're no longer, you know, our children are grown and gone. Our husbands never listen to us.
No,
you know,
right. You're right.
But men remain patriarchs, and it's just different. Not to say, I mean, all seniors do come down a notch, but women. I think more so. And I was trying to articulate this to Charlie and make him write a song talking about
that. In any case, this is kind of like the heart of the show, okay? And she does it about halfway through, and she dresses up as an older woman.
Which I also said, I don't need to. I think that can be done like this. It's just a message that resonates, and you see that. In the audience. So we make them laugh for an hour, and then we bring them right down.
I don't think we bring them down. I think we thought sometimes, but I love the song, and I love what she does with it. And just so your listeners know, she's dressed a little bit like the mother on...
Eunice. Wasn't that her
Eunice?
Name?
Eunice, yeah.
Was that...
I think Eunice that's her name.
From Carol Burnett.
Like the mother. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. Vicky,
I didn't
somebody.
Do it. Yes, Vicky. Played, oh, what was her... Oh, my gosh. No. Vicky Lawrence.
Vicky Lawrence, right, played the part, yeah.
Yes, and I didn't do it on purpose. It was just That's who I look like.
And what's the joke you do about the grandkids?
Well, I just say that, you know, my kids don't bring my grandkids to see. They're busy. They're busy with soccer, with baseball, with, you know, slumber parties. So the way I get my kids to bring my grandkids over is I send them checks and I don't sign them.
I was going, where is this going? Send them checks. Why would that bring them there?
So maybe we can coax Doreen into doing that number.
Well, let's try that. There is we do have some muffins in the kitchen out the other room. So maybe we'll give you a muffin if you sing this song.
Singing for her supper, sure.
Well, it wouldn't be the first.
All right,
time.
Hold on. Here we go.
When you turn senior, a change in demeanor you fear. You're not here. Perceived to be feeble, they look but don't see you, unclear that you're here. When I was younger, they noticed me. Now, I'm a mere transparency. I speak, yet no one will hear. But I'm here. Though I may hobble, still got all my marbles and more, they're right here. My wit and my wisdom, too often dismissed and ignored, but I'm here. I'm not a corpse, I'm breathing still. I'm flesh and blood, not invisible. When magicians get rabbits to vanish, they all cheer. Well, this lady won't disappear. I'm right here. I've broken hips, given birth, and miscarried. For 12 years I had menopause. I've been a teacher, a nurse, 4 times married. For all that, I should get applause. So, please don't look past me. I'm still smart and sassy. Sit tight, 'cause I'm here. It's all about image. I'm not old, I'm vintage. That's right, and I'm here. So when you see me, don't run and hide. There's still a person alive inside. Don't judge me on my veneer. I'm still here. At my age, I should be revered. 'Cause I'm here. Look, I'm here. I'm right here. I'm still here.
Well, as you could hear the thunderous applause. No, actually, thank you very much, Doreen. That was interesting. If you listen to those words, it has a lot of meaning.
Right? Yeah, it's bittersweet.
It's also a first, because after 20 years, we've never had anyone actually sing live here in the studio.
What?
Are you serious? No,
not
one's
even
ever
a barbershop
played,
quartet?
No, we have all recordings that we use.
Wow.
So there you go. So you two are the first. So there you go.
So audience, please have pity on any clunker that may have occurred.
Well, it's not easy to do sitting down, holding a phone.
And having to use the ladies' room because you've been plying me with water.
Well, there you go.
And so she does that character, and she's all dressed up, and it's with the song, it's great. Meanwhile, I'm not quite the singer that she is, so I read a poem. I come out dressed as an old guy, and I read, my arteries, my belly is soft, my arteries are hard. My kidney is small, my prostate is large. I donate organs if I could, but they said, thanks, I think we're good. Okay, I'm done. Gonna take a leak. Hold on, it's happening as we speak. And so I try to make up.
Hopefully that's not comedy. Studio's clean. We don't need that.
Not anymore.
And my second poem is, there once was a guy from Pawtucket.
No, sorry.
But we have fun, and the show is never the same twice.
Because we can't remember the lines.
We can't remember the lines. But, right. You know, we talk to the crowd. Sometimes I'll do a different bit, a different poem. She does this. We are chameleons. We do whatever we have to do to get a laugh.
Excellent. It's been so much fun having you both here and finding out where you are going to be, where you've been, and the fact that a Rhode Island institution. I'm sorry, Doreen, but Charlie is a Rhode Island institution.
I'm up there with the ACI,
or should be in an institution, one or the other.
So I guess I'll see you when I'm 86 now. Yeah, is that every 24?
Every 20 years. Yeah.
No, we have to have you back very soon. So thank you both for coming here. Let's give one more time a phone number and how to find out about Aging Disgracefully.
Yes, you can see all our shows at agingdisgracefully.net. So, Charlie, why don't you give the phone number?
Yeah, the phone number is 401, of course, but pretty simple, 288-1188. And if you want to run a fundraiser or a private party, all the information is there. You can reserve online there. You can see photographs and clips. You can see a video clip of our show. It's everything it's supposed to be.
But
we'll have to get
live.
You to the east side of Providence at some point in
yes.
the Music Mansion.
We hope one day to play the Music Mansion.
The Music
have
Mansion.
You heard of that?
I have heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Well, we'll have to figure
out. And then we'll
out.
Have you
yes,
over to
please.
The Comedy Condo.
A Comedy Condo.
Yeah,
right?
We'll have a little trade.
or the Park Comedy. Or the Comedy Park.
Comedy Park, right.
Comedy Park.
Oh, well, I remembered one last sponsor. I got Mystique Salon. I only have 7 sponsors, and I didn't want to leave any out.
So there you go. You got them all in. You should have left a couple out and just chalked it up to, you're old.
But that's not that show. I'm supposed to still know what I'm doing for the week.
This is like you're like a verbal NASCAR with ads all over you.
That would be the next step. You guys should have like the little Nike symbol on you, or something
like
that.
Well, if somebody would sponsor us, I'd be happy to wear a Cardi's cardigan or a,
absolutely.
Well, Cardi did you okay. They put you in the newspaper.
Well, and we love Cardi's, and they have that Niropedic lift, which I just love.
I don't think
love.
We should get into that at this point.
Oh, okay.
Well, once again, thank you both for being here. It's been a pleasure to have you.
It has been
a very different show for Conducting Conversations. Mm-hmm. But we look forward to seeing you again real soon. Thanks, Doreen.
Thank you, Mike.
And thanks, Shelley.
off to the old polka channel. All right. That's our next one.
There you go. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.